Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today, in the first of two short talks, we're going to look at some notable dates in the history of Kilkenny City. And in this first talk, I'm going to look at dates up to the year 1600. In the 11th and 12th century, St. Cance's Round Tower was built. Kilquhannock, as it was then known, became the centre of power in the Kingdom of Ossory. In the year 1111, the old church of St. Canice is adopted as the cathedral of the Diocese of Ossory. The year 1169 is a momentous year in Irish history. Robert Fitzsimon and Milo Fitzhenry landed Banner Bay to help Dermot MacMurrough recover the Kingdom of Leinster. After capturing Wexford, they make their first raid into Ossory. In 1172, Strongbow builds a wooden moat in Bailey Castle at Kilkenny. In 1189, William Marshall marries Strongbow's daughter Isabel and becomes Lord of Leinster. In the year 1205 approximately, the building of St. Mary's Church begins. In 1207, William Marshall, Earl of Pembroke, gives Kilkenny its first charter as a town. In the year 1211, St. John's Priory is built by William Marshall. In the year 1225, the Black Abbey is founded by William Marshall the Younger. In the year 1231, St. Francis Abbey is founded by Richard Marshall. Also in the year 1231, Kilkenny elects its first sovereign, the equivalent of a mayor. And a quote. Memorandum that on the Friday immediately following the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, AD 1231, it was ordained and established by assent of the community of Kilkenny that at every feast of St. Michael the Archangel, the said community would be assembled to elect their sovereign and to try for a best and can govern, and counsel their sovereign to the profit of the said community. Unquote. In the year 1244, the Bishop of Ossory gives the Dominicans of the Black Abbey the right to draw water for St. Cance's Well, now known as Kenny's Well. This is from a document in the Kilkenny Corporation Archives. In the year 1245, Anselm Marshall, the last of William Marshall's sons, dies. Leinster divided between his five sisters. Isabel, the widow of the Earl of Gloucester, gets County Kilkenny. Their descendants, the Declares, Earls of Gloucester, will hold Kilkenny until 1314. In 1250, the first Murrage Grant, the right to collect taxes to build a wall around Kilkenny, is inaugurated. In 1260, approximately, the building of the Talbot Tower at the southwest corner of the wall of Kilkenny. In 1314, at the Battle of Bannockburn near Stirling in Scotland, Robert Bruce defeats the English army. Among the dead is Gilbert de Clare, Earl of Gloucester. He has no male heir, so Kilkenny is divided among his three sisters. Eleanor gets the town of Kilkenny. Her husband is Hugh Le de Spencer, and the Spencers will hold Kilkenny for most of the 14th century. In 1315, Edward Bruce, the brother of Robert de Bruce, invades Ireland with a Scots army. He is killed in 1318. 1324 is the famous trial of Alice Kilner for witchcraft. Her maid Petronella de Medea is found guilty and burned. In 1329, James Butler, son of Edward Butler, the seventh Butler of Ireland, is given the title Earl of Ormond. At this time, most of their estates are now in the area that is now Tipperary. In the years 1348 to 49, Friar John Glynn writes an account of the Black Death in Kilkenny. In the year 1366, Lionel, Duke of Clarence, son of Edward III, holds a parliament in Kilkenny. A series of laws called the Statutes of Kilkenny are passed. The purpose of the statutes is to increase the power of English-born settlers and to separate the English from the Irish. They are ineffective. In 1383, Richard II of England confirms the charters of William Marshall and his sons and confirms other rights to the citizens of Kilkenny. In the year 1391, James Butler, 3rd Earl of Ormond, buys Kilkenny Castle from Hugh de Spencer, and Priestley lived in Gorn in County Kilkenny. In 1394, King Richard II is in Kilkenny. The Earl of Ormond, a fluent Irish speaker, is his chief advisor. In the year 1461, James Butler, the 5th Earl of Ormond and the Lancastrian, is executed after the Battle of Towton in England, when Edward IV defeats Henry VI and takes his place as King of England. Also in the year 1461, the dead Earl's brother, Sir John Butler, is defeated at the Battle of Piltown in South Kilkenny by the Earl of Desmond, a supporter of Edward Ford. The town of Kilkenny supplied men for the Butler army and loses their rights as a result. In the year 1466, an act of Parliament restores the rights of the sovereign William Archer and to the burgesses of Kilkenny. In the year 1515, Thomas, 7th Earl of Ormond, dies. After his death, Sir Piers Ruar Butler becomes the chief power in Ormond, but does not get the title of 8th Earl until 1538. In the year 1536, Henry VIII declares himself supreme head of the Church in Ireland and begins the Reformation. In the year 1540, St. Francis Abbey and St. John's Priory are suppressed. In the year 1543, the Black Abbey is suppressed. In the year 1546, James, the 9th Earl of Ormond, High Treasurer of Ireland, known as Seamus Bacock as he is lame, is poisoned at a feast in Holborn in London. In the year 1564, a great flood occurs in Kilkenny, in which St. John's Bridge and Castle fall down. In the year 1565, Thomas, 10th Earl of Ormond, known as Thomas Dove, defeats the Earl of Desmond at a fane. This is the last private battle between noblemen in Ireland. Both earls were brought to London and reprimanded, but only Desmond was imprisoned in the Tower of London. In the year 1569, the Earl's brothers revolt against the crown. Kilkenny is besieged for some days, but survives. In the year 1569, Earl Thomas is made Lord General of the Army in Munster to deal with the rebellion of the Earl of Desmond. In the year 1582, the Shee Arms House in Rose Innstrail is founded by Sir Richard Shee. Between the years 1594 and 1610, the current roadhouse is built. And lastly, in 1597, the defences of Kilkenny are strengthened during what is known in Ireland as the 9 Years' War.